Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you?
Yeah, could you tell me what company you are?
This is a third-party customer service call center. We represent several different companies here.
Whose device was it?
I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up.
Okay, I'm calling about, I have purchased something for $698, and it went through twice. And then that was in the 7th. And today I see that they have one on my account trying to take money out for $94. And I need to know what company it is.
Okay. For further assistance, you could provide me with your zip code.
93560-93535.
Okay. So is it the first one or the second one?
Second one.
93530?
Yes.
And your first and last name, sir?
Roger Christensen.
Okay. And the other zip code was 93535?
No, yeah, 93535 or 93560. I get my mail at two different places.
Okay. One moment.
I think I bought some collagen something or other face stuff. And I something for my girlfriend, because that's what she wanted, and we never got it. And now it's, I can go back and see.
I do see an account here. Just for confirmation, can you verify your email address? I'm sorry, your mailing address, sir?
P.O. Box. That one?
They have, no, sir, it's not a P.O. box.
Okay, then it's 539 East Kettering.
They have a 516 East Kettering Street.
539 East Kettering.
Okay, yes, sir, it shows here that the address was put in for 516. I do see that they have you here for the Ava skin cream and the face serum. That's reason probably why you haven't received the product, because the address was incorrectly set up.
But why are they wanting to take $100 out, you know, $94 out now?
Yes, sir. It was a trial period. The trial period was free for 14 days. And as no cancellation was made to the account, they billed you full cost of the product that was supposed to be provided to you. But we weren't sure. We didn't know that that was the incorrect address that was put in, sir. So once you were to receive the product, you would have had to cancel the account.
We never got it.
Yes, sir. The address was put in incorrectly.
Okay. Now, can you send me the original and not take the money out yet?
I can send you the product, but a cancellation or a call would have had to be made in stating that you haven't received the product.
We didn't know what it was. You know, they have what do they call it? I can't even think of what they call it now, where nobody's getting their stuff on time.
No, sir. It was reason because the address was incorrectly put in. That's what I'm informing you on. We wasn't aware that that was the wrong address, because no one contacted customer service and informing us so that we can have that shipped out to you all.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my bank and stop payment on those two checks.
Okay. Well, as the information that we have here is valid, we're able to issue a courtesy credit of 50% on the charges.
Well, I don't need it. You're not going to tell me that I have to pay for something I didn't get. You're also not going to tell me that I have to tell you I liked it or didn't like it, or I have to pay a join some stupid fund, forget it.
Yes, sir. We weren't aware that the address was put in incorrectly. It's nothing that we can do if we didn't know that. The most that we can do is issue a 75% credit.
What can you do?
The most that we can do is issue a 75% credit.
On which one?
On your transactions that they have you charged for, your latest transactions of the 9490.
You can do that. I'm stopping payment. It's all right.
Okay. Then well, as the information here is valid, it'll post the account as a chargeback.
I don't care what it does. I'm calling my bank right now and tell them cancel those two. I'm sitting here looking at my stop payment thing here, getting ready to enter my account, check numbers and everything else, unless you'll work with me.
You can hold 1 second while I see what I can have situated regarding these charges.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'll enter my checking numbers. It's crazy. I'll pay the fee. I don't care.
Okay, so at this time, I was advised that a courtesy credit for the 9490 transactions could be issued as a refund, and they'll take 3 to 5 business days before receiving. Would you still like for the address to be updated correctly and have the shipment reissued?
Okay, but here's the deal. You did it twice.
Okay. The 9490 transactions will be refunded.
You billed twice. You billed me twice for thing because it said it was a jar of something, cream. And then when I went to check out, it says, and you get this too. And it went to $13. So I said, okay, I'll get that for her too. She'll like it. And then I get 2 separate withdrawals for $6.95. And then I get 2 pendings for $94.95 or whatever it is.
Okay. The $6.95, so yes, that's the shipping that you paid so that you can receive the product. Would you like for the address to be updated and have a reshipment issue, sir?
Yes, but you have to, you realize I'm going to be out $180.
Sir, I explained that a courtesy credit for the 9490 transactions will be refunded 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's 2.
Yes, that's what you were charged for.
Yes, I was charged for 2 transactions at 94 something.
Okay, and they'll be refunded.
They'll be refunded.
Yes.
There's no reason for me to join twice, is there? No. And there was no reason for me to join once.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what? Hello?
Okay, sir. What's the correct mailing address so that I can have the reshipment issue?
539 East Kettering.
Okay. The mailing address has successfully been updated and a reshipment will be issued for the product.
Okay. And the other part?
What is the other part? I'm sorry.
The other part is the two withdrawals that they want to take out of my account.
Okay, so I explained that a refund has already been issued for those charges.
Okay. Check, go through.
I'm sorry?
I should let the checks go. They haven't been canceled. They're pending right now.
Okay, well, it shows here that they were already charged, so it'll be posted as a refund, sir.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, your phone is breaking up, sir.
You can hear me. Can you tell me your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Kyra, Kyra.
Okay, because you know, it's just good business to have that.
Okay. I do want to thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day, sir.
What's the name of the company?
What they have you here for is avaskinproducts.com.
AV Skin Products. Okay.
No, okay, thank you. Thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Okay.